For decades, advocates of breastfeeding have carried on a debate with those who choose to feed with formula. Among the latter are women who experience frustration and discomfort and end up not breastfeeding only to feel judged by breastfeeders. At the same time, many breastfeeders report their own experiences of lack of support. For most moms, though, it's not about philosophy or ideology. They just want to raise happy and healthy babies. 2-month-old Grant Logsdon makes it known that he's ready to be fed. His mom holds him close as she gives him a bottle. Kathy says she intended to breastfeed, but that just didn't work out this time.
So now we're on formula, and I mean, he's doing great. I formula fed the other three kids, so I know that it's, you know, it's okay, and you know, they're all wonderful and healthy and smart, and I could go on, but...
Kathy and her husband have three other small children, and they've also learned the benefits of bottle feeding.
The kids have all, you know, had a little hand in helping feeding them, and of course my husband does feedings, and it's such a bonding experience anyway, so they all get to partake in that, and it's just fun all around just to see the big kids kind of help out.
Breastfeeding or bottle feeding is a personal choice. That's what licensed massage therapist and Cincinnati author Michelle Maurer says. She shares a line from her new book, Baby Milk, which is a peek at the daily ins and outs of breastfeeding.
Latching on, dozing off, newborn smell. Sweet and warm, tummy's full, all is well.
By way of full disclosure, I've known this mother of two for a while, but I didn't know she'd dreamed of nursing her babies since she was a little girl. Her book is an effort to share and document her experience.
In my book, I wanted it to be laid out in a way that just kind of sparked people's memories and their imagination because it's such a personal experience. If you decide to breastfeed, if it works out for you, this is just a picture of what it's like, you know, and it's like... just to remember it, even after it's long gone, you can look back and go, yeah, that was a little window in my life that was amazing.
There are some moms like Kelly Roberts and Debonna Ellis who know right from the start breastfeeding is what they plan for their babies.
I like breastfeeding because you're close with your baby. You know when it's time to feed. It was just an instinct, and I stuck with it.
There's nothing wrong with bottle feeding. I just preferred breastfeeding over that. The tip I always give people is breastfeeding is much cheaper than buying formula.
So everyone's story is different. Timothy Grimes is a single parent with full custody of his 16-month-old daughter.
And I had to be the nurturer, you know, the mother and the father. I've fed her formula since birth because the mother's not been in the picture.
Beth Beckelheimer had no plans to breastfeed. She said it was a comfort level thing, but she ended up pumping for 6 weeks.
My first daughter was a preemie, so I actually pumped for her. It was recommended by the NIC unit.
As well as the mother-child bonding and other psychological benefits of breastfeeding, there's no disputing the physical benefits of natural mother's milk, says lactation specialist Dee Keith.
Protection from respiratory illnesses, cancers, ear infection, diarrhea, and interestingly, sudden infant death syndrome.
Keith cites the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says breastfeeding rates are rising. The federal agency says the method increased about 2 percentage points between 2008 and 2009.
I think that in our society, getting breastfeeding off to a good start can often be difficult. We have hospital practices that often don't support getting breastfeeding off to a good start.
Moms like 33-year-old Tara Jansen have also experienced lack of support for breastfeeding in some public places. Jansen and her family just returned from a trip to Disney World, where she says she was very discreet when breastfeeding 6-month-old Oliver.
I got a lot of really mean looks from people, and it really ranged older people to the younger people. I don't know. It was just very strange, and people would talk, you know, and whisper and all of that kind of stuff. It was really, really bizarre. Because it only happened at Epcot. That didn't happen at the Magic Kingdom at all.
Although she was surprised by the reaction of people at Epcot, the mother of Aiden, Isabella, and Oliver will continue on her path. Initially, her decision to breastfeed was about convenience, and she felt it was more natural.
Typically, I do breast and bottle. I pump, and the kids will take a bottle so I can hand them off to Dad every now and then. But Oliver has decided he does not like the bottle.
Whatever the situation, most moms and caregivers agree, whether it's breast milk or formula, when they hear this sound, they just want to make sure their little one is taken care of with love. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.
Yeah. Something to eat.